Good evening, I am Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Communications, which prompted the Fairbanks North Star Borough to close its administrative center last Thursday and Friday, did not rise to the level of criminal threats. Fairbanks Police Spokeswoman Yumi McCullough says police completed an investigation into the alleged threats and charges are not warranted. Borough Chief of Staff Jim Williams says no additional threats have been received since last week. The borough closed the Juanita Helms Administrative Center Thursday night and Friday out of concern for employee and public safety. Williams says the facility reopened Monday with heightened security. The borough never publicly identified the source of the alleged threats, but Chris Ripple, a borough resident whose property has been foreclosed on for failure to pay taxes, said last week he exchanged communications with borough staff challenging their authority to take his land. Ripple's house burned last Thursday, 2 days prior to when the property was scheduled to be sold at a borough foreclosure auction. The auction has been postponed to a yet-to-be-announced date. Troopers are investigating the fire. Officials with the Japan-based companies that own the Pogo gold mine northeast of Delta Junction have sold the underground mine to an Australia-based firm for $260 million. A Pogo news release says Sumitomo Metal Mining Company and Sumitomo Corporation will transfer all interest in the Pogo mine to Northern Star Resources by October. Sumitomo Metal Mining Pogo spokeswoman Wendy McNaughton says North Star officials do not predict the sale will have any impact on the mine's 320 workers.
Northern Star is really intent on continuing the normal operations at Pogo. They are keeping all the employees. The employees will maintain all their normal terms and conditions, and really it's business as usual at the mine.
The news release says Northern Star is a major gold producer that operates numerous underground gold mines in Australia. McNaughton says Northern Star plans to continue expansion of the mine, where Sumitomo officials have been planning to exploit new gold prospects discovered in recent years.
I can tell you they're very optimistic. As they say, they don't buy mines to close mines. They buy mines to extend the life of mine and to really invest a lot in exploration and to grow operations. So they are very optimistic. I don't think the purchase would have happened if they were not.
The Pogo mine began operation in 2006 and has produced more than 3 million ounces of gold. Anchorage is joining a growing list of communities around Alaska banning plastic bags. Alaska Public Media reports the Anchorage Assembly voted this week to phase out disposable plastic bags within about 6 months. Half of the panel thought customers should still be able to buy thicker, reusable plastic bags for 10 cents. Assembly member John Weddleton, a business owner, says it will take merchants in Anchorage time to adjust to a bag ban.
People might buy a $100 item, not think twice, but then when you poke them and say, and 10 cents, you're going to drive them crazy. And you know, it is a really tough retail environment out there because we're battling online sales. We're battling Amazon. They don't charge you a dime. They don't poke you and say, you need 30 more cents.
Ultimately, though, members voted for the stricter option. Businesses can sell customers paper or tough reusable bags, but giving out plastic ones could lead to steep fines. Assembly member Chris Constant fought efforts to dilute the ban.
The fact is that the waste stream is voluminous, and we have an opportunity now to break that cycle.
The new ordinance includes allowances for plastic bags used for vegetables, newspapers, meat products, dry cleaning, and ice. Those and many others will still be allowed. More than a dozen Alaska communities have enacted similar measures. The Anchorage bag ban goes into effect March 1st of next year. And finally tonight, a sign of fall. Snow is creeping down the Alaska Range as low pressure pushes across the interior today. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Metzger says remnants of tropical storms are bringing substantial moisture into the region.
We're expecting like a quarter to a half of an inch of rainfall in through tomorrow morning. And in some of the higher elevations, like perhaps like along the Park Road in Denali National Park, above 3,000 feet, we could see up to 3 inches of snow.
Snow is also forecast in the eastern Brooks Range, where systems are expected to drop 2 to 4 inches through Friday morning, and then another 4 to 6 inches over the weekend. Some snow is expected to accumulate along the Dalton Highway. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.